Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 195 of Beyond the Supernatural. We are on the second page of the master list of skills that precedes the skill descriptions. So we're not quite talking about the detailed description of skills yet, but we are getting some information about them. What categories they're in, what they're called, and, usefully, an at-a-glance indication of what their skill percentage is. That is, when you have this skill, what is your baseline chance of succeeding with it? Now, this is going to be modified by your education. It's going to be modified by potentially lots and lots of things. But the relative skill base is important. This page is full of skills like, say, firefighting, card sharp, acrobatics, safe cracking, that a 50% isn't going to cut it. If you're going to do it at all, you're going to want way more than a 50-50 chance to pull it off. And these base percentages for these skills can make a huge difference in that regard. So, naturally, as I was deciding upon the dumbest thing on this page, I started to wonder, what are the most difficult skills? And what are the easiest skills? I mean, you can't really make untrained skill rolls in this game, so there are skills that are a great value. They've got a high baseline, so as soon as you select the skill, even with no bonus, you go from not being able to do it at all to being able to do it most of the time. What are those easy-to-pick-up, highly reliable skills? The answers were somewhat surprising. As it turns out, the easiest thing in the world, at least within the scope of Beyond the Supernatural, is reading and speaking your own language. And the next easiest thing is basic mathematics, like addition and subtraction. That's about what I expected. What I didn't expect is that when you get past, like, elementary school skills, you know, reading a sentence, saying words, adding 5 plus 5, the next easiest thing on this list is advanced mathematics. Now, I mentioned when I discussed the medical professions that advanced mathematics have a surprisingly low success rate for algebra. And I stand by that. The base proficiency is 64%. I would expect a well-educated person in the sciences to have a substantially higher than 64% chance to solve an algebra problem. But advanced mathematics covers the most advanced mathematics as well. It's not just algebra. It's calculus, and it is, quote, techniques for using advanced mathematical formulae. Whatever the most advanced mathematics is that they teach in math programs, that is the easiest intellectual pursuit in the Palladium skill system. Now, if you're a long-time listener, what you want to do is just immediately accept and embrace and stop struggling against this nonsense and just see where it takes you. Okay, does this mean that in this world, which it's a Palladium role-playing game, it has no bearing on reality, in this world, it's that intellectual pursuits are just easy. Like, science is easy. Logic is easy. We would expect the next easiest skill to be something like analytical chemistry or astrophysics, perhaps. No. That is not the case. The next easiest skills, it's a three-way tie, are piloting skills. Motorcycle, sailboat, and jet aircraft. Well, that's on this page. If we go back to the previous page, we find some challengers, such as automotive mechanics, riding a horse, but specifically like a cowboy rides a horse, practicing as a medical doctor, and demolitions. All those pursuits are just easy to get your head around, easy to master. I'm sure you can see the connection, right? Demolitions, practicing medicine, riding a horse specifically the way a cowboy rides a horse, and repairing a transmission. That sort of thing. It's just easy. Anybody can pick it up and be good at it without high-quality training. As far as I can tell, there is no logic to this at all. Like, you would think maybe stakes. Like, when you think of demolitions and medical doctor, you think, oh, well, I guess you'd better be good at it, right? Like, maybe this reflects there's sort of an exit exam, you know? Like, you gotta be pretty good at heart surgery to get a C in heart surgery class, you know what I mean? But then it's even easier to do advanced, like, theoretical mathematics that have basically no stakes within the scope of Beyond the Supernatural. I would say the number of people who have been killed by vampires because somebody forgot to carry the one is negligible. So there's no logic to it, as I'm sure at this point you would expect. It's not even as though skills are uniformly easy. That's really not the case. All the skills I mentioned, even with no bonus, you start play level one, if you're trained in those skills, with a better than even chance of success whenever you roll. But that is definitely not the case with most of these skills. Some of the hard ones you're going to be struggling with throughout your character's career without some serious, like, psychic investment or some other trick up your sleeve. The hardest skill in Beyond the Supernatural, as in other Palladium games that we've covered, is ventriloquism. The next most difficult skill is seduction, assuming that you're not blessed with exceptional beauty or charisma. Even if you are, it's still a damn hard skill. Other than ventriloquism, that is the hardest thing a person can learn. Which I think, at the risk of a low blow here, just says a lot about where Palladium is coming from. If you're some average-looking, shy, straight dude, learning to talk to girls is way harder than, like, learning to be an electrical engineer, learning to speak Mandarin, performing surgery, piloting a combat helicopter, the list goes on and on and on. And to completely blow up any remnants of a hypothesis that we still have standing about how these difficulties are arranged, the next tier of difficulty is a three-way tie between concealment, gambling, and then in parentheses, dirty tricks, so this is like cheating at gambling, safe-cracking, and streetwise. At least situationally, all of these are potentially high-stakes skills, and at least one, streetwise, has no physical component at all. So the idea that difficulty is about physical versus mental, or high stakes versus low stakes, it doesn't work at all. These skill percentages are just all over the place, and the range is so wide that there are some skills, like ventriloquism, for example. It's not like you can trivially overcome that low base score and just be a great ventriloquist if you want to. You would have to devote your whole build to being a really good, reliable ventriloquist. So this huge random-ass disparity in base percentiles really does matter. It really does make some of these skills almost out of reach as reliable resources for a player character, and others just great buys. Like, if you can get medical doctor, even with no bonus to the skill, you're going to be fairly reliable in fairly short order. I think I'm going to identify as the dumbest thing on this page that mathematics colon advanced is so easy, because it's the perfect example of everything going wrong with the skill. Did we need a mathematics colon advanced skill? No. If we were going to mechanize the performance of advanced mathematics in this game, should we have condensed everything from algebra to top-level abstract mathematics in one skill? No. Given that we were going to have a skill system with skills like this, should each skill have had a base percentile that differs from all the other skills, so some skills are inherently easier than others, and it's very difficult to fine-tune your character to be as good at certain skills as you want them to be? No, that's a terrible way to implement it. Given that we are going to implement it that way, should the highest level mathematical reasoning in education be like the easiest intellectual pursuit in the world? Clearly not. It is one entire black box of rules content, one self-contained little mini system that absolutely shouldn't be here, and every wrong decision was made to implement it. But it goes way beyond advanced mathematics. The problems with that skill apply pretty much to the whole system, especially when you keep in mind that there is this big overarching system of penalties depending on how difficult tasks are. It's going to apply unevenly to these different skills. So all of the time and thought that went into these different base percentages, well, let me take that back. All of the time that went into these base percentages is wasted, because they're going to be modified anyway by the fact that some skills inherently face penalty-inducing challenges and others do not. Here's what I recommend, and I try not to offer constructive criticism or ideas on the show, but this came up on Twitter. There was a little discussion about it on the MDC Twitter. Here is my doomed attempt to fix the Palladium skill system, at least for my taste. Completely ditch both base percentages and the penalty system, and just eye it. For any given task, what is the skill to use for that task? And in the GM's estimation, what are your chances, if you have that skill as a baseline, to get it right? Like, for a given disease, present certain symptoms. At a baseline, what are the odds that a doctor would be able to diagnose this? For a given set of handcuffs, what are the baseline chances that a trained escape artist could slip out? Then just have the player characters record their percentage bonuses during character creation. So, like, instead of escape artist 50%, I have escape artist plus 15%. And then you just apply that as a modifier to the role. So, like, okay, normally an escape artist would have a 40% chance to get out of these handcuffs. I've got a plus 15, so if I roll anything under a 55, I'm good. And then for leveling up, potentially for character creation too, just let the character spend X number of percentage points of bonuses in 5% increments on whatever skills within their educational purview they want, with a cap based on their educational level. So, like, if you've got a bachelor's degree in mathematics, distribute 100 points in 5% increments to whatever higher education and math related skills you want, with a cap of plus 15% to any one skill, or plus 20% for math skills. And I'm just making up numbers here. I do not have a bachelor's in math. I have a bachelor's in literature. My job is not to make texts mathematically sound, but merely to complain about them. But even I occasionally feel the need to essay the glaring problems in the Palladium system, just because, especially this time, especially season three, the third time around, it just gives you a little bit of perspective, you know? Like, this is the third time I've been through one of these giant skill lists, and I look at all these percentages, and I just think, what a waste of a human life to apply all these skill percentages to all these individual skills with no discernible logic, no point. I'm not sure there even was an intent behind all of this random assignment of percentages, and if there was, it certainly was not realized. So yeah, I guess overall my biggest complaint is what the author and I chose to do with our respective lives. But to narrow that down to one skill, it's mathematics colon advanced. Anyway, speaking of non-functional bullshit that takes up a lot of time and space, join me next time when skill descriptions finally begin and we find out how to assign every goddamn player character and non-player character a specific percentage chance to spell words correctly on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.